as the original ingredient and final state. Lord Mahavishnu is the resting place of nature, which becomes manifest by the power of time. Thus, nature, the Almighty Vishnu, and time are not different from me, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Material nature is the energy of Lord, of the Lord. Mahavishnu is his plenary portion, and time represents the Lord's activity. In this way, time and nature are always subservient to the Supreme Person of Godhead, who creates, maintains, and annihilates all that exists through the agency of his potency and plenary portion. In other words, Lord Krishna is the Absolute Truth because he contains all existence within himself. Om Jana Anjana Salakaya Sumbili Tanyin Hasma Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Tam Sarito Kambor Mamalanda Mamakirati Matsa Svapa Tambojo Radha Madana Madano Namao Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namane Namaste Sai Swati Devi Gaur Bani Pracharna Nevasesha Sunyavadi So those are basic prayers. They're always remind us of Gauravani, Pracha, Archa, Pracha, Pracha, preaching, and Acha is behavior. So he's Acharya because he preaches that. And what is he preaching? He's preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, which is Prema, Artha, Mahan. So the Pum, Artha, Pum is mankind. Artha is the profit, the best thing, the value, what can be gained. And Mahat is great. So Lord Chaitanya is teaching that. And here, first I'd like to mention that Tamaha Prabhu, he was supposed to give the class, he's not feeling well. He has a cough that was going to prohibit him from speaking nicely. So maybe if we just take a second to send a nice thought about what a wonderful devotee he is, and that's as good as in the prayer. Just a nice thought of the devotee. So anyway, here with this is a Srimad Bhagavatam. So I was noticing here we're talking about the same thing that we've heard in different ways up to this point. Sometimes about the Pradhan, and then it becomes agitated, Mahatattva, Krishna, the glance. We basically understand these points and how it's saying non-different. So I thought of Prakashananda Saraswara. He had a conversation with I'll back it up a little bit first. Is that Krishna also explains philosophy. He gave some philosophy to the gopis right before the rasa. Then again, he sent a message with Uddhava with some philosophy to give to the gopis. Of course, here's Uddhava again. He's getting more philosophy, but he had that situation where he also had quite similar verse about the 10:47:29, where maybe you could put that up for a second if it's still there. 10:47:29. And so Uddhava also got these instructions, but he was delivering them at that time to the gopis, and now he's getting these instructions also to deliver them to the sages. Right? So he's getting these things. So when he gave those instructions to the gopis three different times, you know what the gopis said back to Krishna? I guess he just can't help himself. He just talks. He always talks. So they're giving him kind of a hard time. And then, of course, Krishna has a very interesting conversation with him, according to the Bhishma Chakravarti course commentary, where he says, this actually is most intimate and confidential understanding that I'm giving him. The jnanis may think it's jnana, but he says, no, he says, I know how I'm doing this. Some of the difficulties that arose with Krishna and his pastimes, he could not work out. He had to come again as Lord Chaitanya to understand. I kind of think sometimes it's a little funny that where Krishna and Radharani were talking and Krishna was saying, I told him Sarva-dharma pratyaya. And Radharani, more or less, depends, you can adjust the attitude different ways. How well is that working? And Krishna says, well, not really so good. So Krishna would say, do you have another idea, some other way? And Radharani says, yeah. What's that? Just give him love of God. Just give him love of God. What about all the qualification and all the surrender that's required? Just give it to him. And then Krishna's looking a little concerned about that. So Radharani puts her hand on Krishna's shoulder and says, you'll never understand unless you felt the way I do. So that same point, you'll never understand. So he keeps giving him instructions, and they keep saying these different things. So he comes as Lord Chaitanya. So he can finally get it, you know, how this, what they're feeling. So he comes, Sri Radhaya Kanaya Mahimaya. He wants to understand the glory of Radharani's love. So he comes as Lord Chaitanya. So, of course, just to end that little conversation was, how would you do it? Radharani says, well, your name is simply divine. He says, and it's the sweetest thing, Madhuram, Madhuram. Just give him your name. He says, but I'm going to put your name before mine and after. So then the next scene is Krishna is there with Rupa Goswami, his form of Lord Chaitanya. And Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahabhananaya. You've never done anything like this before. What's gotten into you? And he says, well, Radharani got under my skin. So this mood of Lord Chaitanya brings this all together, because Braja Badu, we're following in the footsteps Prema Pumanta Mahana, that this ultimate goal is to understand that. So Krishna, he explains it. Like in the Upanishadic language, in the Bhagavad Gita, 10:7. Oh, we didn't read this one when we put it up. Maybe, Keshe, could you read it? Because I'm kind of facing the wrong direction. Oh, you got the mic. Dr. Bennett can read it. That one that's up there.
It's right there.
This is what...
I know, but you want me to translate it?
Whatever.
Well, I can't read it. I can't see it.
Oh, would you like to? Yeah, that's right.
Whatever you want.
You can read it. These are Krishna's exact words. And even Uddhava didn't want to paraphrase it, so he just read it.
So this is 29.
Yes.
10:47:29. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Oh, yeah. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhavati nam viyogo me nahi sarvatmana kuchit yata bhutani bhuteshu kham va vagni jalam mahi.
That Vayogo Vena, what does that, just those three words mean?
Come by what? I mean, ether, air, fire, whatever.
Well, the Vayogo Vena means, Vayogo means not yoga. You're never separated. Anyway,
that's the Vishnu that's everybody. Keep going. I'm going to need a little more. Up. Tataham chamanak. Tataham chamanak prana. Bhutendriya Gunashriya Now what? Translation?
Yes, please. That helps.
Okay. I can see it. I can do it. The Supreme Lord said, "You are never actually separated from me, for I am the soul of all creation. Just as the elements of nature, ether, air, fire, water, and earth, are present in every created thing, so I am present within everyone's mind, life, air, and senses, and also within the physical elements and the modes of material nature."
Okay, so since we're this particular chapter, it's in the 11th canto, and that means we've already gone through these different points. And since we're dealing with Uddhava, I thought it would be nice to mention that there's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments also on that verse that they heard the verse and they considered it. And then after considering the first time, they said another thing. They considered it three times. They had to reconsider it, because is he giving us jnana? Why would he be giving us jnana? Is he giving us sporti? Is he talking about sporti? So it's a very wonderful aspect of this creation, because Maya just means you think you are separated from Krishna. But as this philosophy unwinds or becomes realized, we're never actually separated from Krishna. Just like yesterday, you had such a nice place. I was singing at the Bhajana Kriya, where it says you have a little bit of shraddha, a little bit of desire, curiosity, you associate with devotees, and then you start the process. Bhajana Kriya means for practice. So we're practicing devotional service, but something very special happens. I call it the shrinking potency, because you know how. How big are we? We've been told that we're 1/10,000th tip of a hair. That means this body is really out of proportion with who we actually are. And how about this universe? You know how big the universe gets when you realize your constitutional position? It also shrinks. How big this giant universe with all the desires, all the problems, all the anxieties? It shrinks to a little, it's like a tablespoon. You know, I mean, it's a little bit, the amount of water that's contained in a hair's footprint. So that's the shrinking potency of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees, chanting, because it's... I was trying to think of different words. Okay, some of the words that we use are guyam. You know, guyam means it's a secret. It's only for certain people will hear it. And then they have another word, rahasya. You know that one? That's even more of the secret, but it also has intrigue in it. So it's a mystery. Who likes a good mystery? If someone says the butler did it, you say, don't ruin it for me. I want to read the book. You know, so there's intrigue that's unfolding in this stage of our Krishna consciousness when we're realizing. Imagine what we're realizing. Your eternal, blissful. How much bliss is that? Your hair stands on end. You're rolling on the floor. And this is going to happen to each and every one of us at a certain stage, like you mentioned, Bhajana Kriya, Narthamrita. When it happens, Rupa Goswami, he explains the Bhakti Rasa Rita Sindhu. Sindhu is a whole ocean. Akila Rasa Amrita Murti, that Krishna is the reservoir of all these qualities. So each and every one of us, as we're experiencing, that's it. Krishna's actually that sweet. And we have, each one of us, 10, 14, 7, has a relationship with Krishna, special to each and every one of us. Chip off the old block. We're invested. We have that nature, that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. So, at a certain time, each one of us won't be able to contain this type of emotion. Imagine having an emotion where you fall over and you're rolling on the floor. You had mentioned Pundarik Vidyaniti, that when he heard the Putana verse, it's explained for 6 hours. sick, after he heard that verse, he fell over off of his big high seat with all his fancy stuff. He's knocking over expensive vases. He's basically in this ecstasy for 6 hours. That means now to like 2:30. He'd be just rolling around. So maybe he knows something. So this is coming up. So in this Anarjanavritti stage, which is what's happening as one is practicing his bhajan, he's considering these points. He's taking them deeper and deeper. This is why it's called hidden. Hidden's another word. Intrigue, excitement. There's love, which. I was just reading this morning. I got love is such a unique element that if you discuss it, it goes away from the discussion. It's something that has to be individually experienced. So we're learning how to do that. And in conditioned life, they have terms like fear of intimacy, commitment, you know, those types of things, because this is something that's so difficult for the conditioned soul. So we're having Krishna gradually, you know how you have to be very gentle. Like I was thinking today that two people, they were just in such perfect love for, let's say, it seems like forever. And then one of them got amnesia. What does the other one do? He waits, he tries to have some, but the person's not recognizing. They're not remembering that we have this relationship. It's, you know, for some trauma, there's some time that has to go by. And gives you little hints. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? Different things. They make movies about it, like Notebook is kind of a story like that. And so Krishna is giving us all these hints and clues of how to contact your heart. So we have words like deepa, can you think about it a little bit more deeply? Get your heart involved, Tene Brahma Brida Adi. You know that Krishna, he's always waiting for us for that opportune moment. But we're very busy, we have a lot of things to do. So, okay, that's a little bit what I was going to ask. I wrote some notes, I woke up this morning and I wrote down some notes, but usually after I read the notes that I wrote down, they're completely incoherent. So we're going to go on now, text number 20. Thank you. We have 20, this is 10, 11, 24, 20. We have to go back to where we're supposed to be.
I got two more verses, and each one has a little bit. Okay. Sarga Prabhupada Tava Parva Yena Nityasaha Mahan Guna Vasarga Tha Stityanto Yavad Ikshanam. You want to read? I can read something.
Purport, although the Mahatattva, impelled by the force of time, is the ingredient cause of this world, it is clearly explained here that the Supreme Lord is personally the only ultimate cause of all that exists. So of course we have that saying by, in the beginning of the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Param Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarnakara Nama. And that's so he's the cause of all causes. And one has to remember Krishna's nature. Prabhupada would explain religion means to know God and love God. So, Bhagavad Gita, I think it's 246, all the purposes of a small well can also be served by the great reservoirs of water. So if you know the purpose behind the Vedas, so the purpose behind the Vedas, 1515, by all the Vedas, I am to be known. So all the Vedas were given at the time. In fact, that's what I looked up the other day, is 2.9. Well, actually, from 1 to 9. But 291, where Krishna's talking to Brahma, kind of like, I don't know if it's the before, I guess it's before the creation, right around that time. And he says, you can't understand the relationship of the conditioned soul, how he becomes conditioned by this material energy, unless you understand the original nature. There's no meaning to it. So then in text 299, he says, he shows Lord Brahma Vaikuntha planets, what the original situation is. So now he knows how to create with a purpose in mind. What to do, because Krishna's going to glance over it. There's a glance, the loving sidelong glance of Radharani, and there's a nice set of prayers about that. So what's in a glance? These glances, this is what's maintaining it, but it has a purpose. Sometimes it's not particularly known, but just like in the first text of the prayers by personified Vedas, it's asking because within this material world you can only come up with the impersonal conclusion unless you're Goloka Prema Dana Hari Nam Sankirtan, unless you're acted upon by the spiritual energy, and you mentioned Brahmanda Bhumi Te Pani Bhagyavana. So you have to have that mercy, be very fortunate to get the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master. Then that seed in your heart of that internal potency is revived, awakened, planted, and it grows. And you know what the first two leaves are? Because it sprouts in the heart, and there's two leaves. And the two leaves, they have a shiny side and a rough side. So the first two, you got it. It's generally the first page of the Nectar Devotion. It says, what are the characteristics of pure devotional service? Which one's the first one? It's the beginning of all auspiciousness. Relieves one of all distress. So, at the beginning of all auspiciousness. Those are the two leaves. Because if you ever know some plants come up, they've got two little leaves. Now, there's a shiny side, which is the top side. And then there's a rough side that's kind of underneath. So the rough side, I always get that pronunciation, Vaidhi Bhava, is you're following the rules and regulations. And then the top side, that's Radha Nuga. And then how about the buds? Remember, because it grows right out of the past, everything, and it produces buds. So, like, you know, you have those apple blossoms. So the apple blossom is a very fragrant, wonderful flower. But where do you see it later on? Where is it just a little dried up thing that you don't notice anymore? Because what's the next thing that happens after the blossom? the fruit. So the blossoms, the bunches of blossoms, that's the bhava. And then the fruit is the frame. So this is what we're growing. And of course, one should be very attentive. Okay, so attentive, just a word about attentiveness. Oh, pay attention. Okay, when you're paying attention, what's the currency? When you're paying attention. Okay, it's the same one that you pay a basis with. Okay, it's the same currency. But all right, so let's say you're having a conversation. It's a very intimate conversation. And generally in this world, we'd like to be between men and women. And you're talking about something that's very personal and loving exchange. And then, just for convenience sake, I don't know if I've literally read anyone, but the man says, it's almost time for the football game. There's left wing and right wing emotions to that response. One of them is, how can you say something right in the middle of this talk? How can you be so insensitive? How can you be insensitive? Or if the other wing, I guess the right wing, just cry. So anyway, inattention, if you bring it up to this level that Prabhupada explains that we have a very intimate relationship with Krishna. And Krishna is present everywhere, all the time, that he's controlled senses. So even in the Bhagavad Gita, we can see there's that connection. 1859, 60, 61, 62, where Krishna is asking Arjuna to come under the internal potency. None of that, just come under the internal potency, surrender to me, I'll protect it, don't worry. So in 61, he says, I'm directing the one, Krishna says, right before he says, do what you want to do, here's what he's asking him to get him to that point, you have a choice, by your nature, your swadharma, by being in a body of a kshatriya, you're going to do certain things by your Bali conception of life. And he says, I'm directing those wanderers through my modes of nature. So either way, you're going to be controlled by me, either my external energy, the modes of nature, bodily conception of life, or surrender unto the super soul utterly, completely, and then come under the internal focus. He says, so what do you want to do? Have you heard this a little bit later? Have you heard this attentively? Is your illusion and ignorance dispelled? What are you going to do? So he makes the right choice, and it says, as he didn't, he was going to go over it again, like he's going over it again and again with us. We're going over his illusion, doubt, ignorance, dispels. Now I'm ready by your grace, by your mercy, to follow the internal potency again. So as long as it takes, how much time will we have? Until, that's even longer than that. All right, so that's the glance. But what's in that glance? So that's also being maintained. So these, in one sense, all these material ingredients are props. Okay, you have a stage, and sometimes they're not real houses. They're just the front of it. So this material world is something like Braille. It's missing. We're blind. So it has certain things that we can touch because our sensitivity. We don't. You have this Premanjana vision that's cataracts right now. so we have to have it operating. So we have one more verse, right? Okay. So let's make sure we get them done. Thank you.
21.
I need help. We're going to do the next verse. Paying attention.
Okay. Viram yasad gamano. Lokakalpavakalpakaha. Panchatvaya visheshaya. Kalpate guvanai saha.
Thank you. I am the basis of the universal form, which displays endless variety through the repeated creation, maintenance, and destruction of the planetary systems. Originally contained within itself all the planets in their dormant state. By universal, my universal form manifests the varieties of the created existence by arranging the coordinated combination of the five elements. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word Maya refers to the Lord in his form as eternal time. So, Maya, the long A's at the end. It's a whole different word. Could you want to say something about that different word here? Yes.
A-Y-A, but have different diacritics. Maya is our commonly known illusory energy, or yoga maya, built on energy. Maya, by me, and maya, full of. Full of mercy. Thank you.
So Divita, he so kindly shares with us, I call it x-ray vision. We look at something, we don't see so much. He looks, he can see right through it and see all the other hidden things, tattoos, things like that. By the grace of God, here he's also setting it up for us to recognize there isn't anything but Krishna. We're always connected to Krishna. In fact, in that continuation of that message to the gopis, one of the commentaries explains that there's different ways of associating. Sometimes they list seven, sometimes they list even more than that. Like, what's one way that one can associate? As a friend, okay. But how about if I call you up on the phone? We're associated, but are you there or not there? I'm talking to you. Okay, you're there by your expansion of your sound. So we associate. You get something in writing, like we know if you pay attention, rapt attention, 1344, then you see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam. So we're associating with Krishna right now in sound vibration. There's probably other ways, we're associating with sounds, which was also just like the telephone call, or the written word we're associating, or how about when you just think? You know, there's association, so we associate with Krishna. So there's many different ways. You also mentioned yesterday about the baby shoes. Now, was that an actual association with the baby by seeing the shoes? There's a connection. So is this matter or not matter? You know, is it impersonal matter? Is it a transformation of state? Or is the byproduct separate? Or is it the same? So the nervous sanyavadi keeps going. It's not something that's just an obeisance prayer or a conversation in the seventh chapter, Adi Lila, with the impersonalist, the other group. This is something that's taking place in us. Sometimes I think of it as a divorce hearing, which is extremely painful, where only one of the people is not in love anymore. The one that's leaving, let's say in this circumstance, we'll make it the woman, no other things that we read into that, and says, Prakriti says, I want you out of my life. I don't want to hear your name. I don't even want to know you exist. But I do want the dog, the house, the money. I want it. But I want the energy without the energetic. So then he says, but I still love you. I know you're the thing. You want to take care of everybody. All right. If you can't help yourself, do it through a third-party agency so I don't even know it's coming from you in order to maintain that I don't even want to know you exist. I don't want to hear your name. So you have to look at what the feeling would be of the person who loves you. Says, I'll do that. I'll do it through third party. I'll do it so you won't even know it's coming from me. But I'll always be there. You won't see me, but I'll be taking care of you. I'll make sure that you maintain and everything will be running. I'll fulfill all your desires since time immemorial. I'll continue to do that. So, if you look, you don't look back at that time. You leave and you don't look back. But if you look back, what would be the expression on the face of the person that you're walking out away? Still says, I'm not changing. I'm always going to do this. I'll wait someday. All right. So, are there any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
About the we all have in the future the static symptoms rolling on the ground, etc.
Okay.
So I want to share something from the Adikanda of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is a description of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. He was sent by Lord Chaitanya to preach in Bengal. He didn't want to go, stay with him, but he went. He took the gold piles and gradually had a whole retinue. And this is described in just a few verses of some of the pastimes that ensued. Oh, brothers and sisters, hear about the power of Nityananda and how he distributed devotional service throughout the entire world. The devotion of the gopis described in Srimad Bhagavatam was awarded to the people of the world by Nityananda. Some information you might not know.
He picked up the mood of Lord Chaitanya.
As Nityananda was sitting on the throne, all of his associates danced before him. Someone climbed out on the branch of a tree and walked on the leaves, yet he did not fall. Someone roared loudly in ecstatic love and jumped down from the top of a tree. Someone roared loudly as he grabbed the root of a tree and then uprooted it while chanting the name of Hari. Someone ran into a betel nut forest, grabbed five or seven trees, and uprooted them all together. His body was filled with such powerful ecstatic love that he uprooted those trees as if they were blades of grass. Nityananda Swarup's ecstatic love was so powerful that everyone's body became filled with the transformations. Everyone's body became filled with the transformations of ecstatic love for Krishna, described in the Bhagavatam, such as crying, shivering, being stunned, perspiring, hair standing on end, shouting loudly, voice choking, turning pale, thundering, roaring like a lion, and falling unconscious in ecstasy. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
And see, living in a latrine, you can maintain humility because your eyes can be burning, and tears are coming out. It's allergy season. All glories to Prabhupada. Is there someone else? Going once? Going twice? Hare Krishna. Jaya glories to Prabhupada.